Okay, we begin the Hilchos Challah, the Siman Shin Chav Beis, which our dear friend Rabbi Yosef says stands for Shochav, which is a remez to starting it after you say Slichas till 2 a.m. So, so we start the Halachas of Challah, and I think to many of you who are accustomed to a one-size-fits-all challah in your house, you'll find that the laws of challah, Hilchos Challah, are much more involved than you might have imagined. The halachas of challah are mentioned in the Torah. The main place is in a Parsha Shlach. And just to start off, there is what appears to be a kajastira in Rashi in Parsha Shlach. There the pasuk says, at the beginning, right after Shishi, the pasuk says, "V'ha'yav achulchem melechem ha'aretz tarimu sruma la'Hashem, reishis arisaisechem chala tarimu sruma." I will see soon. It's called truma. It's a separation. K'trumas gairen came tarimu aysad. The third pasuk, "Reishis arisaisechem titnu la'Hashem truma l'dayrisech." And it appears to be something of a stira in Rashi, as far as the shear of challah. Rashi says in Pasuk Chaf, Kitrumas Hagayrin, just like Truma Gedayla. Truma Gedayla you give to a Kayin. We have a rule, Chita Achas Peteres Kolakri. As opposed to Meiser, which is a tenth of the crop, Truma, it's any amount, there's no shear. So Rashi teaches the Pasuk, Kitrumas Gayrin, Shloi Nebo Bashir. Just like Trumas Gayrin, there's no shear. But like a Trumas Meiser, Shenema Bashir. He says there is no shear. Avach Chachamim Nostu Shear LeBalabayis Echad Mesum VaArba VaArba ULeNachtem Echad VaArba VeShvayna. We're going to have that here in the beginning of the Siman. That Min HaTayra there's no shear. Min Drabanan it's either a 24th or a 48th. That's fine. That's a Rashi. Rashi in the next pasuk it says BeReishis Arisisechem Titnu LaHashem Teruma. Rashi says, Titnu LaHashem, Lefisha Lo Shamanu Shir L'Chala, because we don't have any source for an amount of Chala. Ne'amar Titnu, Shiyehei Ba Kedei Nesina. Therefore it says, Titnu, that there should be an amount that's a Kedei Nesina. I guess that means it's a Chashav Nesina. That's, it's not a Mashu, it's not one Chita. The one Chita is not Kedei Nesina. This, we're going to have it here in the Pesachim. So here it seems in the two Rashis seem to be somewhat contradictory in the Shir of Challah. So we'll come to a resolution of this shortly. Let's start Hilchos Challah. So if Siman Shichav Beis is an introductory Siman, and let's see what we learn. Sifal of Mitzvahs Asay Lahafrish Truva Mehayisa. There's a mitzvah asay to separate truma from the dough and to give it to the kayin. There's a machlekes here, the Rambam and the Ramban, if this is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Rambam says mitzvah asay lahafresh truma me'isa v'litna l'kayin. It's a mitzvah asay, the two together are one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to separate truma and to give it to the kayin. The Rambam writes in his rules, the Shirashim, Sherish Yud Beis, of the rules for counting mitzvahs, that all the dinim of a single mitzvah are counted as one mitzvah in the Minyan HaTaryag. The Ramban there disagrees, and the Ramban says, no, there's one mitzvah to separate challah, and there's one mitzvah to give the challah to the kayin. They're two different mitzvahs. After all, today we don't give it to a kayin. And we still have a mitzvah to separate. So the Rabbi counts them as two mitzvahs. K'vay kein, by truma, the same exact machlokes. The Rambam counts separating truma, giving it to the kayin as one mitzvah. And the Rabban counts them as two mitzvahs. The same question in rules. The rules of the Sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam says all the dinim of a single mitzvah are counted as one.
So,
what?
All matters
So I don't know. The Ramban here mentions Truma and he mentions Challah. If it's the same for Reishis Hageis, for example, perhaps, I'm not sure.
So if a person has a dog that he's not planning on eating, he made the dog, he has an issue. So according to Ramban, you're saying that it would be a, it's a matir and it would be a mitzvah.
It would seem that that's a nafka mina. We'll talk about it in a minute. If you're making a dough, you have Geisha workers and you want to feed them. So you throw a dough into the oven, you make them a good kokosh cake, you know. So the question is whether you have to separate challah if you're just going to feed it to Gaim. It would seem that, we'll see, from what we said so far, it doesn't seem to be totally in this, but I'm going to get to it shortly.
Are we burning it?
We'll get to it. 1 second. Yeah, we. Okay. Anyway, this is.
According to the Ramban?
If you do it at different times, it would seem you should make two brachas. You separate it. If the Kai is not standing there, then you give it to him a few days later.
The question is, why you make a bracha?
Because
he's not doing the full mitzvah.
Yeah. The Rambam, there's a din hafrasha. You make a bracha on that. It's only a question of the minyan mitzvahs, how to count them. And we'll see soon, it's probably a question of the biur of the mitzvah as well. Now let's finish the sif. Shedemar reishas ha'sech trimus ruma, v'reishas zeh ein lo shir min ha'tayra. And this reishas has no shir. I feel a hifrish kasayra. Even if you separate the size of a barley corn, patar eso isa, then you patted the entire dough. So that's the minimum. There's no minimum. Va'oisa kol isa sechala. What about a maximum? If you make your entire dough chala loyasa klum, ashiyashayir miktsas. The mitzvah of chala is may is separate from the dough, so to leave over something that becomes hutter. And therefore, the minimum, no minimum, the maximum, you can't give the whole dough.
The very whole dough to the Kohen, the Kohen has to do...
Yes, the Mavish Chala too, yeah. Okay, also have to be right.
What if you're giving a whole dough and there are a lot of doughs, a lot of different doughs?
So that's, well, we'll have to learn the halachas of Tzirah Fisais, we'll get to that. Get to the halachas. Uvid Divrei Seifrim, Midrabahara, Mafrishin, Echad Mechatal, Midi Isa, you do 1/24th, if the dough is tame, no matter how it became tame, even the balabayas separates 1/48th. Now we'll see later, the mini v'nei Ashkenaz is not that way. We in our homes where it's tame don't separate a 48th, we just take off a piece. We'll see our mini. But according to the mini of the Mechaber, you're supposed to be separating a 48th, and we'll see later the pratim of this in Siftalim.
Even though
right. Okay, so this is the rule. Now, why is it a 24th and a 48th? So the Shach brings two pshatim, Shach Beis. Why does a baker have a kula? So first pshat, the Mishum Hefsid Mimkaroi Hikilubai. Since a baker is making a lot of doughs, he's in business. So they were makel to separate half as much. That's the keg kasavat erazav. That's the levush. That's his reason. Of her Rambam.
Each buyer is not.
The buyer doesn't separate. The seller separates. The baker separates. So the baker is separating 1/48. Aval a Rambam reish perek hey mehilchas bikurim kasavatam a different reason. Vefishadach tevi sase beruba. Typically, a baker makes a larger dough. Rashi brought, I guess it's an asmach, the titnu, that it should be a chash of a gift to give you the kayin. So a person in his house separates the 24th. A baker who makes bigger doughs, so it's kedei matana, even half that much. And even if you happen to have a baker making a small dough, once they made the takana stands. Balabayis, afilo oisi samaruba. Kagai lemishna benai, let's say he's making baking for a wedding. Ukai gavna, mafreshecha bechavdalish, loyal chalik pieces of balabayis at kandavarov. So we have here two reasons, the Rambam and the Levush. The Rambam says the takana was made that it should be a chashim in the Sina. And the Levush says, Mishum hefsid, of the bakers. I don't really know. For the moment, at least, any real nafka mina between them.
Can you explain the difference between the balabais and the nafka? Where does the 24 come from?
where does the 1/24th come from? So the only place I know is the Aruch HaShulchan, who makes a cheshbon. The din separate truma ben atayra is asira seif as one out of 43 and a fifth eggs. He makes the cheshbon that in the time of Shas, it was worth 24 prutas. So 1/24th is a pruta. I guess two eggs was a pruta, more or less. Eggs were cheap in those days. So he makes a cheshbon that it comes out to be a value of a pruta. What? Yeah, well, 200 zuz was a year's parnasa. So.
Yeah, but if you're much dull, however many ounces it comes out, so one roll, 1/24th is probably one roll.
Okay, well, it depends on the dough. It depends how big
the
dough
is. Minimum of, let's say, 5 pounds. So if you make one dough, so it's like a pound.
It comes out to a container.
A fifth of a pound.
Okay. Good. All right, so this is the sort of the introductory halacha. Now here, as in all halachas, there's one, Yesaidis de Kechakira, that comes from the Maharit al-Ghazi. Maharit al-Ghazi wrote the Pirish on Mesetis Bechairis, which is printed in the back of the Gemara, and he's considered from the Gedalim, I guess, of the early Achrayim. When did he live? You know, the 1600s. So the Maharit al-Ghazi has a Chakira regarding Mitzvah Challah, on which a number of things turn. His Chakira is whether the mitzvah of challah is a matir or a mitzvah. Is it like shechita? Let's say shechting. Shechting is a matir. I'm not talking about korbanos, I'm talking about animals or birds. The mitzvah to shecht, the chulin, is a matir. It's something you want to have meat, so the Torah requires you to shecht in order to be matir, whatever it is that a person's eating. Or is it a mitzvah? Let's say by a carbon, zrikas hadam. Zrikas hadam is matir, the basa b'achil. But zrika is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which happens to be a matir. But if somebody to say that shechita is similar to zrika is not true. Shechting, you don't have to run to be the shechit. Whichever shechit shechts is fine. Spritzing the dam, it's a mitzvah. Kind of fought over it.
To
be able to be zayre. If you don't want to eat meat, so then you don't have to shecht. So this is the difference of opinion. One simple nafkamina would seem to be the idea of bi'idan rischa. It says if someone never wears dalet kamfais, so he never wears tzitzis. So the Gemara says in Menachis that it was revealed through one of the malachim that even though if you never wear dalet kamfais, you don't wear tzitzis, you're not over any aveira. But bi'idan rischa man shinon lei, for a person to purposely avoid a mitzvah, if there are other complaints against him, then he's punished for that as well. You're not supposed to purposely avoid a mitzvah. Now, shechting an animal, you can avoid. Nobody has to run to be shechting an animal. It's a matir. If you have no reason to do the matir, you don't have to do it. Tzitzis, though, even though it's a matir, it allows you to wear dalet kamfais, but it's a mitzvah. It's by itself a mitzvah that has its own chashivas. So what would be by challah? If somebody is baking challah, and the person wants to avoid separating challah, so you're making a dough, and you can make a bunch of small doughs. You make every dough small, you don't have to separate challah. You're avoiding separating challah. Is that an einish b'din rischa? If it's a matir, then it's like shechita, there's nothing wrong. If it's a mitzvah like tzitzis, even though it's also matir, so then you're not supposed to try to avoid it. So this is the Chakira of the Maharit al-Ghazi, and he himself brings another nafkamina, second nafkamina. He brings the following nafkamina. We said in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't give the whole dough to the kayin. Right? If you make a dough, you can't give it all. You need shirah. Shirah in the carbon, there's something left over. How much do you have to leave over? Is there a shir? Is it a kedei achila? Or even a mashahu? So he says, if it's a matir, so it has to be matir something. You have to have something chashur to be matir. If it's a mitzvah, said halach the mitzvah is torimu. He has to be separated from something. But then it doesn't need a shir. That's his nafkamina.
Yeah, but
We'll get to it. Right now, the Chakir is in the Darai, so we'll talk about this manner. Now, this seems to be a machloikis, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Gedolei Poskim in the Halacha L'maaseh world, they have a nafkamina, Magen Avraham does, if you're supposed to stand when you separate Chala. Magen Avraham is in Simen Ches, in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. It says, Yis'ate p'tzitzis v'yavarech mu'umad. When you put on your tzitzis, you should make a bracha, you should do it standing. Our Talis Gadol, it's very hard to do sitting anyway. I guess the Talis Katan would be the nafkamina. He says, if you make the bracha on the Talis, you should do it standing. It's a machaber, nobody argues. It's the first halacha in Hilchos Tzitzis is Yis'ate p'tzitzis v'yavarech mu'umad, a forward machaber. Zakt on that says the Shach. Pirish habracha v'atifa shteyem yu mu'umad. Tzarchiyin b'yerdeis mishin chavches betzilchus chala mashma d'mutu levarech miyusha v'umishna shleima. There's a Mishnah. It said the Mishnah says that an isha aruma mafreshes chala, a woman who's sitting could be mafresh chala. So the Magen Avraham ches beis. So he has a kasha, chala you could separate sitting. Why is it different if he's supposed to make a bracha on a mitzvah standing? Why is one different than the other? V'yesh leimar dafroshas chala eina mitzvah kol kach. Hear the lashon. Dafroshas chala eina mitzvah kol kach. Deinei oise elo l'sake ma'chala idum yedeshchita. You know what he says? He says, it's only a matter. He says, Eina mitzvah kol kach. Funny lashon. It's not such a mitzvah. Then I say, Lahati kamay, just like Pashchita. And therefore, he says to, so Rabbi Magen Avraham holds that it's a matir, and therefore you're allowed to make the bracha sitting. Rabbi Kiva Eger, he had Sechen Su. Lefizeh, gam bracha shchita, ain't tzarech liyes mu'umad. Rabbi Kiva Eger says there in Simen Ches, according to the Shchita, you could do sitting as well. Af gam betzitzis, close by tzitzis. Kolz ma'achein eloivish talis v'astal kafis en muchilas ati betzitzis. Why isn't tzitzis also a matir? Why don't we say the same thing? Kivega says, mekol makayim achare itov kalol of mitzvah to say lasi tzitzis. Eloivish should tikkun abegin.
Because what you're putting on the
Dalat
Kampus is that there's a mitzvah.
So we can argue if that's what Rabbi Kiva is saying. That's the way we usually understand. That mitzvah tzitzis is only an optional mitzvah till you put on the Dalat Kampus. Once you put on the Dalat Kampus, that was an obligatory mitzvah. You know, once you have Dalat Kampus on, you have to put tzitzis on them. And therefore, tzitzis we look for as a mitzvah. And different than the challah. Even once you make a dough, you don't have to separate the challah. If you want to throw the dough in the garbage, you're not mechuyif to separate challah. So that's a sheet of the Magen Avraham. So what does that have to do with this? You mean if it's a din in the bracha? That's what you mean. This is what you mean if it's in the bracha? And he says gamu itov gamma bracha. That's what he says. Although our discussion, you're right, is about the bracha. Okay, the Taz in Hilchos Shechita, Simen Aleph, the beginning of the Shechita, Taz of Katan Yud Zayin, very very geshmak sweet Taz. The Taz talks about the bracha on Shechita, and the Taz says that the bracha of Shechita is a birchas hashvach. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. He says Shechita is only a matir, so why do we make a bracha? If it's only a matir, why do we make a bracha? He says that it's a birchas hashvach, it's a bracha of praise to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that gave us the mitzvah of the Issa Nevela and a way to get around the Issa Nevela of Hashechting. Very strange. The lashon is Asher Kedushan Vesayis of Itzivanu, but at any rate, he says that the bruch is a shvach. He says nafkamina that you can be mighty someone lechatchila. Bruch is a shvach. He holds that you can be mighty chaver lechatchila. Someone doesn't know, you can be mighty him, but stabazai, each person is supposed to make. And in his lashon, he says, loy k'may chalav etruma, which is a berachas hamitzvah, and you're not supposed to be mighty someone, you're supposed to do it yourself. So there, the Taz says differently, Rabbi Kiva Eger, there sends us to the Magen Avraham here, so the Magen Avraham argues, and turns out there seems to be a machlokes if chala is a matir, or if chala is a mitzvah, has a chashivas of a mitzvah by itself, and could be that that's enough kamina if you're making a dough to give gaisha workers. If it's a mitzvah, so it's separate chala. If it's a matir and you don't need the matir because you're giving it to gayim anyway, so then there's no reason to separate the chala. That would seem to be an effort. What? No, the Merit al-Ghazi is chaker, only has the chakira al-Gabi chala specifically. And it's interesting that the Taz doesn't mention truma. Doesn't mention truma. Okay. Oh, the same thing by truma. You mean if you're going to give it to a guy, yeah. You see, they gave the chamor piches ben yara. They gave without separating the truma. Right? It was only the mai. What?
The smallest amount is
terrible.
By truma, there's no minimum. Everything is
saved
in the
truma. I mean, there's no shear of. Here's the shear of dough. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Here, there's a shirt in Mechayim Lechala. Every mashu needs, really. Right? Yeah. Every mashu.
Where's the basis for the shir of Simchas? There has to be.
There's no shir in Atayra.
No, not what you give.
The shir.
That you have to.
Asir Seif, we learn
from the Seif. From the Seif. Alright,
the. What? So this is, so as I say, this is a chakira, this is a davkamina. Look at Pischei Tshuva Aleph, the Noidim Yehuda has a sort of a famous Shitas Noidim Yehuda on the topic. And he says, as all good achrayim do, there are two dinim, right? He says, Eloi Shir, Pischei Tshuva Aleph, Ein Tshuva Noidim Yotinyana Yaredei Asura Reisha Aleph, Shechidish Bezeh Inyin Omuk. Pischei Tshuva calls it an Inyin Omuk. Behu shemitzus afrashus chali yesh by beis and yonim. There are two dinim in afrashus chali. Ha'echad ulafkia isur tevel mino isa. We call that a matir to take off this tevel from the dough. Vasheini no lakayin. The second is a mitzvah, not the separating of chala is a mitzvah, but giving it to a kayin is a mitzvah. Shnei yonim elu chalukim zeh bezeh, and they're two separate things. There's no shir min atayra. Omna k'day l'kayim mitzvah nesina yesh lo shir min atayra. In order to be kayim the mitzvah of giving, it has a shir. Kiv niksif titnu tzarech sheyia k'day nesina. It has to be something that's worth giving. Hashir hazeh shulecha b'chavtalim ayecha b'imem ches hu min atayra b'tzad hu midrabanan b'tzad. In one aspect, the mitzvah of giving, it's a shir d'oraisa. The aspect of a matir, it's a drabanan. V'nechaz derech bashal, shu echa b'chav dalet. V'zeo shir chashav l'kai mitzvah nesina. Typically, that's enough to make it chashav. Omnam zeh shir echa b'chav dalet b'isarei, shu shir chala. 1/24th of Asir Saifa, which is the Shir Chala, v'shoveh chelik ben atayra b'isu isarein echad. You have to give 1/24th of an isarein, even if you're doing many, 100 sah. Atzachu b'drabanan u'chelik chav dalet b'le isa k'may shehi. B'drabanan 1/24th of whatever dough you're making, no matter how big. And g'day lo chav dalet esar shiklik kayin isarein shalim ayin shav shehar b'zev k'am b'zev b'smayres. Now, obviously, this answers the stira in Rashi, in Chumash. Rashi says, Lagabi being a matir, that the shir is a kalshu. And Rashi says, Lagabi nesina, the mitzvah of nesina, is a mitzvah of titnu. That means, minatayr, you have to give a 24th of an asiris eifa. Because that's shir nesina, then even if you make 100 eifas, you still give 1/24th of one eifa. With Rabbanon, it's 1/24th of whatever it is that you happen to have at the time. whatever dough you're making.
Now, the question is,
no, the word tevel applies to challah as well. In the tevel means tevel l'challah. You separate truma already before, ma'isa before. That's right. It becomes a tevel for the mitzvah of challah, right? 124 right. One mina a 24th of an asir seifa. No matter how big, even if you make 100 sah, right? Mina Torah, it's 124th of one isah, right? Midrabanan, it's 124th of whatever you're making at the moment.
You're making a very big
Isa. So it's 124th of what you're making is the Chiyuv Derabanan.
124th
of what you're making.
124th of every shear, meaning if you have 150
million. Right. 124th of everything you have. Whatever you have in front of you, Midrabanan make a 24th of that.
The assumption is that a Nachman would make double the size, even the smallest batch?
At least double the size.
Would be,
and that's according, you mean, according to Shach's Biyu in the name of the Rama. Yeah.
It
would be at least double. I guess the Nachman should make more than double. But
okay, so you're trying to tell you what you're saying for 24 acres, you're taking above 24. A Nachman still has that same amount.
What do you mean?
Like if Nachum just made him making a sorin, in a Torah, it's the same sorin that he's giving, no matter how much whether he makes a sorin or he makes a 100 sorin.
Right.
In a Torah, that's only the Rabbanim that's bringing him. Because
he okay, the. In the Shevet Alevi in the Shiurim on Hilchos Challah, he says that this whole thing should be totally in the machlekes to Rambam and the Ramban. If Afrosha is a mitzvah by itself, or not. If you learn Afrosha is just a matir, the sin is certainly a mitzvah, so we would understand that you count it as one mitzvah, the Afrosha and the sin. But shaking if Afrosha is a mitzvah by itself, then it makes more sense like the Ramban. It's not mukhruch to be totally zebizeh. He says that that's the, he calls it the, Murgul b'pita midi chachamim. This to be titled this in the Rambam and the Rambam.
The Mina will be if you let's say the Balabai the challah, and then somebody steals the mitzvah for him, then you have to pay for stealing the mitzvah, right? The din.
Okay.
So it will be in a kamina here.
Yeah.
Because if we go according to the aprasha and giving it the one.
Good. Yeah. All right, look in Gra Aleph. The first Gra brings a Hekish, a Sifri, Ketrumas HaGoyren. I read you the Pasuk. It says that Isa is separated like Truma. At Makishai LeTrumas Goyren Stuma. You compare it to Trumas HaGoyren, regular Truma. Ani akish l'trumas meiser. Sorry, I'm getting trumas going stuma. Ani akish l'trumas meiser mufuresha. Sitidach alecha me'asara. Why aren't you makish it to trumas meiser, which is a tenth? Who hai diksev oimer k'trumas hagayren came to rimo isa l'trumas hagayren kashtia v'loi k'trumas meiser k'trumas gayren, like the truma you take at the silo, which is the chita achas. So the Gros says that it's a hekish. I think we're going to have this problem in a few places. If it's a hekish, we have a rule, ein hekish lemechza. Typically, a hekish is complete. And there are a number of differences between the halachis of challah and the halachis of truma, which are going to make it a little confusing. If it's a real hekish, so it should be a complete hekish, and the halachis should be the same. And I'll give you one example here in Sif Beis. Okay, we'll come back to this hekish that the Gra brings. Let's go Sif Beis.
Is he saying the reason we make a hekish here today is he has two words the same, he has one word the same?
No. It's the Torah says Kitrum Asagarin. The Torah is Makishe Peferish. Okay? But words the same is Gzeresh Shava. You're confusing Gzeresh Shava and hekish. Makish Havai Litzia, right? You makish things, that doesn't have to be the same word as long as it says near each other.
So the Gra thinks we want 10?
No, the Gemara is saying, the Sefer says, maybe it should be a tenth. Talmud Lai make a Trumas HaGayren, which is not Trumas Ma'aser, and therefore it's a Mashal. Okay, Siv Beis. Ein Chayavim B'Challah Min HaTorah Ela Be'eretz Yisrael B'Vad. Challah D'Raisa is only in Eretz Yisrael. Shneem Avah Yavach L'chem Elechem Ha'aretz. U'bizman She'kol Yisrael Sham. And it's only when all Jewry is in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar bevayachem bevias kolchem bevloi bevias miktaschem. When you're all in Eretz Yisrael, not when only some of you are in Eretz Yisrael. Lefikach, chala bezman hazeh, afilu bimei Ezra beEretz Yisrael, even in the days of Ezra in Eretz Yisrael, eina yela midavrayim. You will know that when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, he was only accompanied by, well, 42,000 even before Ezra, and Ezra came up with another 6,000 or 7,000. So they weren't, it was a very small minority of Jews that returned by the Bayi Sheni.
What's that feel?
No, it's even B'mei Ezra, they built the Beis HaMikdash, and it was Ezra, and it says Ezra was Hilz the Torah Eretz Yisrael, and Afal Pi came. Excuse me? Yeah, with the Paiskim, the Rishayim bring that Rav Yisrael al Ad Masa.
About 10 years, about 10, 15 years.
So here, well, let's talk about that. There's a certain amount of first of all, there are a number of dinim that are tali in Rav Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Truma also has a din of Rav Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, although. They're two different psukim, and this is one of the things I don't understand. If it's a hekish of challah to truma, I don't know why you need a separate psukim. Here it says, as he brings bevayachem, and by truma it says vayaki savayu ela aretz. I'm not harping on the difference. They come out the same pasuk. Come out. I'll explain to you the difference. But I don't know why, if it's a hekish, why you need a pasuk. If it's true hekish, so it's just it's academic. I don't mean to pass an halachas of the kasha, but it does seem to be a something of an issue. Now, what we're using the word kol here to mean rive. That's right. The word kol means rive, unless it says kol kulay. The taz is Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we say twice in the davening, Kol Olam Kulay, and where's the second one? We say in what? Kol Arisha Kula Kasha Tichla. So the Taz, Melchus Rosh Hashanah, says that when it says Kol has something Kula, that means 100%. When it says Stam Kol means right. He brings numerous examples. Today. So let's talk about today. Okay. Whoa.
You need
to be Shvatim. Let's start from the sources. There are three places that I know of at the moment that you need Rav Yisrael al Ad Masam. One is Yovel and Shemitah, which I'm counting as one. Shemitah is a question. Shemitah is Manazes. They're asking the Rabban, and Yovel certainly needs Rav Yisrael al Ad Masam, which is why there's no Yovel b'Zmanazeh. When I was a teenager, I thought Yovel is coming. I'm just not old enough to have passed it. But as I come close to the age of a Yovel, so I am wondering whatever happened to the Yovel. So suddenly I realize there is no Yovel b'zman hazeh. The reason there's no Yovel. Let me finish. Say the same thing over and over. You're so excited. Yes, you're so excited that Rav Yisrael should be Eretz Yisrael. So Yovel and Shemitah need Rav Yisrael al Ad Masam, and Trumas u'Ma'aseres, and Challah. Could be there's more, but those I know. The Gemara in Erech in Daf Lamed Beis says that by Yovel it says L'chol Yoshveha, all those who dwell in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, the Ferish Gemara, that you need Rav of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael on their chelik, their ancestral nachla that they received when they entered Eretz Yisrael, that their Zayda received. So all of you have something there. I don't have anything because I'm a Levi. But all you have...
I'm with you, Rebbe.
Yeah, you're with me. I appreciate that very much. The point is that it's never going to happen, B'zman HaZeh, because B'zman HaZeh, until Mashiach comes, First of all, we don't have the yichus, even if we knew which chalik it was. And second of all, we don't know the chalik. And actually, the Chazay Nish adds a third ikuv. Chazay Nish is in Chazay Nish on Yeredeya. Semitzadik Beis. He says, it's a beferish in Yecheskel, that when Mashiach will come, there'll be a new Chalukas Haaretz. It says in Yecheskel beferish that there'll be a new Chalukas Haaretz, and the Levim will get a piece.
And
Yecheskel, it's interesting, I don't know why, it's one of my imponderables about maps. You look at any map, the boundaries are like all over the place, zigzag, you know, like it. Why aren't there normal lines? Like, if I was drawing a map, I'd make a line with a ruler and give out the land based on rulers. Like, New York City has these jagged edges all over the place, and what?
U.S. states are usually
where's it? In Kansas, they have the corner with four states. But only the states that nobody really needs are the ones that have these straight lines. So, what?
They do it by rivers or mountains.
All right, yeah, you're right.
That's why.
So Yecheskel says that they're going to be straight lines. When Mashiach comes, they're going to draw straight lines from east to west, and the land's going to be divided. Every shevet's going to get a piece. Zat HaChazay Nish comes out, even Lo Yitzur B'Zman HaZeh, if it would be possible. It's not possible. Even if it would be possible for a person to know his chelik, where his Zaydus chelik was in Eretz Yisrael, but you need a new chalukah after the galus. And he says that we don't have a new chalukah. Now, why you need a new chalukah before Mashiach, after the Chorban? It probably has to do with the concept of kinyan of kibush mocham as a kinyan, which Gemara and Gittin learns even the guy from Yid could be. But whatever the reason may be, these are three reasons that even if Rav Yisrael, even the whole Klal Yisrael went back to Israel, Bizman Hazeh, Yovel and Shemitah would not turn into derisus. That's a separate discussion. If it's true, karka in exile, it's not really. So Taisa says, the Velt says, every Jew has Dalit Amis Beretz Yisrael, but it's not true. That's why they're prosbul, you have to be machne karka. Taisa says it's not got to prosbul, he says it's not got to a few things. Yeah. Yevon Shemitah Toli Zebizet. The Shail of Shemitah Dairaisa is Toli if Shemitah is Toli in Yevon or Shemitah is independent. Chaim Kanievsky has an incredible piece in Parshas, what is it, Bahar, where it says Yaival? Incredible. I have to remember the numbers. I think he says, if you look in Parshas Bahar, it says Yaival Mole, I think, four times, and Yaival Chaser seven times. He makes a cheshbin that until the Golus, 14, that's 700 years, until the Golus of Seres HaShvatim, there were 14 Yaivals. So in the Torah, there are 14 Yaivals. Of those 14 Yaivals, he says four, I forgot what his cheshbon of four and seven is. Four Achaser, Malay and seven Achaser. I'm missing the punchline of his cheshbon. It's just an incredible cheshbon that each Yaival is connected, one of the Yaivals that's going to take place. But I'm sorry, I'll remember it during Shemayin Esrim Yitzhashem.
Yeah. What? Would make up all the
shmitas
that they didn't keep, but according to you, they
didn't have to keep all of them. Right. Mizrabanu. All right. So anyway, that's shmita v'yayim. Now, what about truma and chala? So the Chazay Nish talks about it in Hilchos Shviyos, Siman Chaf Aleph Ois Hey. He says that truma, if Rav Klal Yisrael would return bisman agolus, Truma would be Dairaisa. Truma Samaisis would turn back to Dairaisa. Then he says, Chala, and his language is, B'chala not, B'inon Kedusha al Yidei Melech V'Navi. He says, Chala is different. B'inon Kedusha al Yidei Melech V'Navi. You need Kedusha Shaita, Vishnini, Kedusha Shlishis, al Yidei Melech V'Navi. Now I'm not sure, A, what the source for it is. I mean, the source for me is the Chazay Nish, but obviously he takes it from somewhere. And B, what's going on with the Groz Hekish? I thought Chala and Truma were Makish one to the other. I thought they had the same rules. Now, to be honest about it, it didn't start together either. Challah started b'chnisas and l'eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, mitzvahs challah began right away. Mitzvahs trumas u'maisers didn't start till after the Yudalid, Zayin Shekavshu and Zayin Shechalku. So there's a fundamental difference between them, although there's a hekesh. But nevertheless, the dinim are different. The biur is that truma u'maisers is totally in karka, so you have to have your karka. And challah is totally in dough. Dough, it's easy to have dough. You don't have to have your karka. You don't need zayin shekavshu and zayin shechalku. Mashenkin, Arisei Sechem, you can have a dough in Eretz Yisrael even without having karka. So that if you didn't own karka, you can't be chayav truma u'maisers in a Torah. You have to wait the zayin shekavshu and zayin shechalku. Dough is a chiyuv right away. So even though they're hookish one to the other, like I said, it's confusing. We have a rule in Hekesh Lemechtza, obviously, a rule of Hekesh Lemechtza is superseded by a specific Zeres HaKosov. There must be an understanding of Zeres HaKosov for these things. So what ends up in this question that everyone likes to talk about, that Rav Yisrael being Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah and Yovel will definitely not be Dairaisa. Truvus and Maisris, the Chazanish says, will be Dairaisa. Challah is in between. He says challah will not be because we don't have the full halacha of Melech and Navi to give kedusha shlishis, to give a kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. So there's another question, and that's a very hard question to answer. What's called Rav Yisrael? Now, normally we say Ein L'dayin El Mashen of Rayos. How many Jews are there in the world? We take a census and we know. The truth is, we know that there are many, many more Jews, even in the United States. When they take a census and they say there's a declining number of Jews in the United States, they're not declining in the eyes of halacha. They're people who intermarry, forget they're Jewish, and when they do a census, so there are fewer Jews. But anybody born to a Jewish mother is a Jew, whether we recognize it or we don't recognize it. And certainly in the Meshech HaGolus, there have been many, many Jews. Rabbi Wein likes to say that I don't remember how many centuries ago, but he says, I think 2,000 years ago, the amount of Jews in the world, the amount of Chinese in the world were exactly the same. Now, how he knows how many Chinese there were, I don't know. But he says the amount of Jews are exactly the same. So, you know, some of it we attribute to the Tzaras that we had, but some of it is attributable to assimilation. So how you know what's Rav Yisrael, it's very, very difficult to know. There is a machlokes to Marshal and the Marshal in Yevamis, in the second parak of Yevamis, if people who assimilate and disappear totally could be cut out from being Jews. The Gemara says about the Kutub, Asa'um Ka'akum Gamur. They're made like full-fledged Goyim. Marshal and Marshal, they argue, what does it mean full-fledged Goyim? If it means that Mamish Goyim, well, not. In the Dibris Moshe there, he says, you don't understand what's going on? A Jew is a Jew. In the eyes of Halacha, born to a Jewish mother is a Jew. And there's some cipher in the Gilyan in Hilchas Tefillin where it talks about a Kuti Shekasam Tefillin. He says, no, Klal Yisrael could kick people out. The Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael could exclude people from Knesset Yisrael. So it seems to be a... it's basically academic, because if anybody knows he's a Jew, he's not kicked out. But in theory, at least, I'll tell you, there's one big kasha. You want to have an imponderable, I have a big kasha for you. We all know that there are Jews in the United States that don't know they're Jews. Right? We all know that. So pick a state in the Midwest, whichever state you want to choose, that has Jews in it. They don't want Jews in it. Right? So you pick a state, Kansas. Kansas has a Jew somewhere in Kansas that's assimilated. I don't know who he is. Now, halacha is that a stam goy that gives kedushin, kedushin, we're not chayshish with kedushin, because a guy can't be mekadosh a yid. But if there's even one Jew mixed in, why don't we say kol kavua kemechta mechtadam? The Gemara says in Ksubis that if somebody goes to a zaynus house that is mizana with her, and doesn't know who she was, the Gemara is saying, we don't know who he is. So you go basarai. If it's parish, you go basarai. But if you go to the person's home, then that's kavua. So So kol kavur kibechta mechta dami. So it's something of a question. Why do we go basarayv? If there's definitely a Jew who's assimilated, why don't we say kol kavur kibechta mechta dami? There's a Jew. So there are two approaches to it. One approach is that so someone lives as a guy, you assume he's a guy. There's another approach, which is more technical, has to do rules of kavua. That a kavua has to be nikr b'makaymai. That's a person who doesn't know if he's Jewish is himself considered to be, or herself considered to be, a parish. The issue is a bit complicated. The point is that the status of the many Jews over 2,000 years who have assimilated, maybe the Aseres HaShvatim as well, their status when Mashiach will come, Eliyahu Navi is going to have to be mevar for us what their status is. It could be we'll suddenly have millions of brothers. It's nafkamina how much a big piece of land you'll get in Eretz Yisrael. You know, if you have a certain number of Jews, you get a piece. You have double that.
There are as many Jews as Chinese. Who else is left in the world?
That's a good question.
That's my
impossible.
Yes.
There's a Vezra who's no Darash, right? This is a Shulchan Aruch.
All these Gemara from Rabbi Gamliel said that there was all Rabbanim, every single.
Yes.
Well,
it's not miyuta of the whole American population.
Sure.
No, it's not a miyuta of the whole population. America has 300 million people.
Of the whole
American Jewish. Yeah, I understand.
There's a miyuta that to say that there's still even 5 years later.
No, the miyuta of Jews left, but that's not a miyuta of the pot. The pot is 300 million Americans, and somebody is from there, is the Shaila. So we go bus arrived that that person's a guy. You still have the right that the person's a guy.
Right.
Right.
When you say
okay.
The number's diminishing,
not anymore. The number's not diminishing in the eyes of the world, although in the eyes of halacha, they're not.
So
yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No.
Well, if you hold, you can kick them out, and they're diminished. Every Jewish woman who has a child, the child is a Jew, and the daughter's daughter is a Jew. Whether they marry, it doesn't matter if a woman marries. It matters if a woman marries a guy or a Jew. But as far as the census, it doesn't matter if all the Jewish women that had Jewish daughters that had children, all of them are Jewish. Whether they marry Jews, they marry Goyim. So it's the same amount. Every female that has a female that has a female has a female. That's a line of Jews. Whether they marry Goyim or Yidden is matters to us, but it does. It shouldn't affect the total number. It shouldn't affect the total number.
The strange Jew,
who doesn't know he's Jew, take him out of Gomus. Yeah. Maybe you see they are counted. Okay. So I don't know what the Lamais is. Well, the question is, what's the Lamais? If the census, how many Jews they say there are in the world today? Ken Yerbu, 12, 13, 14 million. 40 million. So let's say in Israel there'll be 7.5 million Jews in Israel. Will that change the halachas of Trumas u'Maisers? So I imagine there'll be two takes. One take is Ein L'dayin El Mashein of Rayas. The other take is we know there are 1 million, 2 million, 3 million Jews that are assimilated. It would seem that Kapishmaya Galia, it will not make it, even if 10 million Jews go to Israel. We still don't know that it's Rav Yisrael Alad Masa. We still don't. I don't know. It's very hard to figure over 2,000 years how many Jews assimilated. Very hard to know.
By the happiness of Trumas, one Bible can you say that the only happiness of Bais is the natural left of the heavens?
Because we usually say in Hekesh Lemechtza generally. Maybe. Okay, the Nafkamina and this Sif, and we're going to have to bear this in mind, is whether you say Safik Lakula. We know a rule, Safik Derais Lachumra, Safik Derabana Lakula. Are we going to say Safik Chala is Lakula? Well, that machlaiksin. Do we say in any type of suffix that qualifies as a suffix, do we say or boy the leaf shita? Do we say suffix drabanan lakula, achala bizman hazeh, because it's drabanan? Or should we say no, the Gemara Ziboy is bechala de reisa. Bizman hazeh, it's a sort of a drabanish in his galgul mid deraisa. It's a din drabanan that has its source in a deraisa. So we are going to have in Simin Shin Lamit Sivches what appears to be a machlaikis to Mechaber and the Shach on this topic. There's a case there where a man went to be Megayer. So he went, he was Megayer, and then he comes home, and while he went to the Geiris, you know, somebody in the house made him, surprised him with some challis. So the person in the house made from his flour and his water, made a dough. So he comes back, this new ger, he says, did you separate challah? So the person says, I didn't separate challah. When you left, you were a guy. You don't separate challah. So what time did you make the dough? He said, they're mesupik. If they made the dough before he got out of the mikveh, nafkamina, the Kesav Mishnah, right? He says, if you become getaivot when you come out of the water or when you go into the water, right? So did it happen before he got out of the water? After he got to suffik. So the Mechaber there says that you have to be machmir, that's safik challah. And the Shach writes on that Mechaber, hainu minadin, avla inna derabanan, and you can be meikel. It's a little hard to say the Mechaber was talking back, bizman sh'rov yishveh aleh. The Mechaber seems to hold that you're machmir. Because of derabanan, that's a skalgul from a deraisa, you go bust a deraisa. And the Shach at least holds that we say Sav Durabana Lakula by Chala. He says it also in Simishin Chafes, Sivkat and Beis. So we are going to have to deal with this. There's a very big nafkamina. I'll tell you the nafkamina. There's a sugya in Erevin of Chazaka Shliach Oisa Shlichusai. Whether you say Chazaka Shliach, it means the following. I'll give you an example, just a practical example. Let's say you want to make an Erev Tchumen, the Gemara's example. You want to walk from your bungalow colony to a bungalow colony two tchumen away. Someone's visiting, you say, do me a favor. Here is food. Do me a favor, put it on the side of the road so that I'll have an Erev tchumen. So you make someone a shliach to go and do it for you. Now it's Shabbos. The person didn't call you back. At the time of the Gemara, there were no cell phones, hard to imagine. And he didn't call you back. Could you rely that he did it and go walk the tchum based on the assumption he did it? Or in chazaka shliach haishlichus, maybe there's no chazaka shliach did shlichus. That's the sugi in the Gemara. L'chair, it's the same thing when you make a rav a shliach to sell your chametz and you don't know if he did it or not. Could you rely on the chazaka that he did it? So it's a shayla in the Gemara, it's machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin that by dinim d'oraisa we don't rely on chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai. By dinim d'rabanan we rely on chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai. That's the halacha. So be'er tchumin we mekel. If it's be'er d'oraisa selling chametz, then we'd be machmir. That's what they bring down the minig to pay the rav when you do it. Because a payel has a chazaki, does he be a ganav otherwise? So if you give him, so you have to make sure he takes. So you have ways to do it. So then if you pay him and he does it, then that's the Madam Zan brings it as a hezber for the minig. So nafkamina would be bechala. Nafkamina would be bechala. If you make a shliach, you tell him, do me a favor, separate chala. Can you rely that the person separated challah or not? You rely on it. If you hold, this is Machnefraim, Hilchas Shluchim says this is a nafkamina, Hilchas Shluchim Simen Chaf Aleph, that the nafkamina is if you could rely or if you have to verify that the person did what he had to do. Since challah is manazed rabbanon, he says you can rely. Chazak
by the
chometz,
since I
do
bittel, since
you
do bittel anyway,
is it a derech,
is it a
rabbi? Since you do bittel,
it's
really, it could be
a rabbi. I don't have to pay the
rabbi. You don't have to pay him, okay. It's a derech and matirin. Yeah, but, I mean, if it's a suffix, it would be a suffix.
Yeah, but
what
if you took
the
talent and tell him something else?
Now
you can't
do a derech. I want to mention there is a interesting tshuva from Yecheskel Roth. Yecheskel Roth, today they call him the Carlsberg Rav or something. Everyone knew him as a Satmar Dayan. He used to be in Borough Park, the Satmar Dayan for the Satmar community. So I don't know, you know, what happened. He moved from Satmar to Carlsberg and still lives in Borough Park. But that's the way it works. It's just an attribution. He has a tshuva. And it's Nageya to bakeries. You notice in Flatbush, the Sachtus, the Satmar Hechsher, has come out all the bakeries. The 90%, 80% of the bakeries have the Satmar. There's not one other institution with their Hechsher. But the bakeries do it. The reason is this. In a bakery, you know, you want to have fresh bread, fresh Danishes in the morning. The workers have to start working 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's Thursday nights, you just stay up all night. Now you're making dough, you have to separate challah. So most techsherim require a yid, from yid, to be there overnight to separate the challah. You need someone there to do afreshas challah. Now it's a lot easier and cheaper to get a Mexican to stay up all night than to get l'havdol b'yachinu b'nei Yisrael, somebody to stay up all night. So it's an expense, it's really an expense. So the other echsherim require a yid to be there. Now, he has a chiddush, and he holds that you can rely on the goyim. Now goyim can't separate challah. He says you tell the guy to take a piece of dough from every dough they make, put it aside, and when the yid comes in the morning, the yid will separate challah. And he's matir doing that l'chadchila. And that's one of a couple of coolest that they have in bakeries, and that's why. And there's nothing. It's just the way they hold the halacha. It wasn't done for any untowardly reason. Whether a guy is a pilot is on something you can't catch.
As a consumer, it's not. What is happening
today? I don't know. Today, where they have close circuit videos, you can really catch somebody not separating dough. It should be better. If you have a close circuit video and you can catch them not separating it. Now, a guy can't separate challah. The guy is not challah. The guy could leave over dough from each batch of dough, and the yid will come and then do afreshas challah, shleim and amokif, which in chutz laretz certainly is good.
Is good. It's
not practical. It's not really so practical, but anyway, this is the. So the Machdefrei talks about Chazakah Shleich Chesush Lichusai. The Apayel would certainly be good. And here, they talk about a guy doing it. Let's just do Siv Gimel. Mafrisha Chala B'chutz Laretz with the very Seifrim. Why? Why do we separate Chala B'chutz Laretz? Kidei Shloi Tishtaka Cheres Chala Yisrael. There are two Biurim. Chala shouldn't be forgotten, either in case someone goes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. You should remember there's a mitzvah of Chala. Or when Mashiach comes, people shouldn't forget that there's afreshas challah. Maybe not going to be. I want to point out to you, we did not yet have a shita that you could give less than a 24th or a 48th. We didn't have any such shita. What we do today to give a small amount is going to be the Ramah at the end of the simin. Mechaber doesn't hold that way. It's Hashem will learn siftalit and hayim.
Next week.
What's for next week? Erev Rosh Hashanah. What? Love the shir? Love to share? Okay.